As you probably remember, State House Representative Beth Fukumoto recently decided to change parties. She's saying goodbye to the GOP and hoping the Democratic Party will officially soon welcome her. This isn't the first time a politician from one party has made the switch, and it made us wonder about others in recent history who had also crossed the aisle. Former journalist and Manoa professor Gerald Kato has a long memory. We sat down this week for a history lesson.
Well, maybe I can take this a little chronologically for you. The Democrats have been in control of the legislature since 1954, continuously. And in the early years, however, the Republicans held their own. There were enough Republicans around to keep things pretty competitive. But in the 1970s, you see some Republicans bolting the party. And part of the reasons was because, if you recall, it was in the mid-70s, I believe, when Pat Robertson was running for president. And there was an ideological schism within the party. And that led early on to the departure of Donna Ikeda. You may remember Donna Ikeda, who was, she was most recently chairman of the Board of Education. Donna was a Republican. She started off as a Republican. And she and Ann Kobayashi, who's currently on the city council, were both Republicans. They left the Republican Party to become Democrats, partly because of their disagreement over the party support, or elements of the party at least supporting Pat Robertson in that election.
And what did it mean for them to be welcomed into the Democratic Party? Were they welcomed with open arms?
Oh, they were welcomed with open arms. You recall Donna Ikeda at one time was the, when she was in the state senate, was the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And it hasn't hurt Ann Kobayashi's political career either. She's still in politics.
What does it mean to be welcomed into the party, though? Because when we've heard from Beth Fukumoto about her recent decision, the idea being that the party was going to have to decide to accept her and that that might take a little while.
Well, I think there are some elements of the Democratic Party now who are a little bit leery of this idea that Republicans become Democrats. There have been quite a few recently. You may recall that, and I have to look this up myself because in recent years it's been quite a flow of people.
Well, even just starting from Mike Gabbard.
Mike Gabbard. Yeah. There's a good one.
In 2007, right?
Right. Mike Gabbard, who started his political career as a Republican, became a Democrat. And that was followed, if I recall, by Gil Revere, who's currently in the state Senate. He started his political career as a Republican. Aaron Ling Johansson.
That was, 2014? That was only a few years ago.
It was only 2 years ago. And he, by the way, Johansson was the minority leader at one time in the House. And then Beth Fukumoto. And then more recently, Alan Arakawa quietly became a Democrat. Alan Arakawa, who's the mayor of Maui, started his career as a Republican.
So clearly the point being that it's not hurting people to do that, far from it. In many ways, it seems to further the idea that we hear in quiet corners that is, if you want to get something done, you better be a Democrat.
Certainly, because the Democrats have the power. That's what politics is all about, after all. It's about having power, and the Democrats have the power right now. And if you're going to go anywhere in politics, you're going to have to be a Democrat. I think, over the years, there have been a lot of talented Republicans who have come along, who, because of that label alone, have prevented them from higher offices. It's just a practical matter that the label means a lot here.
But it didn't seem to mean necessarily a lot in that way with Linda Lingle. I mean, she was able to capture imagination. There were a lot of discussions of that. It was the party of Linda Lingle, not a Republican party, that she so defined it that she was able to capture the governor's office.
A lot of that was Linda Lingle. Linda Lingle was an exceptional personality, and she was able to parlay that into political success, in addition to which the Democrats were highly divided at the time she came along, and so she benefited from that.
So charisma and good timing in her case.
Charisma, good timing makes for good politics.
But once upon a time, somebody else tried that in a number of ways. I'm thinking about Frank Fossey, who also thought he had a level of charisma to be able to do that, to be able to be at one time a Republican, at one time a Democrat, and later on with the best party.
With the best party. He was everything in this town, Democrat, Republican, and an independent through the best party. But Frank Fossey was able to transcend a lot of these party labels. Much like Linda Lingle, people gravitated toward Frank Fossey because he was Frank Fossey. He was a phenomenon unto himself. Not many politicians can do that. And an illustration of that, by the way, now that you mention it, Beth Ann, is this. When Fossey had become a Republican, he had convinced three members of the city council. This was in the mid-'80s. He'd convinced three members of the city council, Rudy Porcaro, George Akahane, and Taraki Matsumoto, to become Republicans. At that time, the city council was a partisan body, convinced them to become Republicans so that the Republicans would hold the majority on the city council. That resulted in a recall election. The Democrats were able to recall the three people who bolted the party and replaced them with Democrats.
So the whole thing totally backfired.
It backfired completely.
Which brings us back to what has been happening with Beth Fukumoto. Now, she said that she wanted to wait and hear from her constituents. Clearly, whatever it was that she heard convinced her that it was okay for her to switch parties. Is there anything that you see in this scenario that we should be looking at a little differently than all the ones we've talked about that happened in past?
Well, you know, she's a person who seems to have been committed to the Republican Party early on. She probably could have gone a lot further as a Democrat, but she chose to be a Republican.
And she was lauded for it.
And she got booted out of the party because she disagrees with the stance of the National Party involving President Trump. It's an unusual situation for her because she probably could have gone a lot further than she has as a Democrat, but she stuck it out with the Republicans, and then Republicans turn around and, in effect, boot her out of the party, which prompted Cynthia Thielen to say that, well, you know, there goes the future of the Republican Party. And that may well be because the Republicans need to attract people like Beth Fukumoto,
young blood.
The younger generation, younger blood, into the party if they're going to be successful into the future.
So, Jerry, one last question. If Beth Fukumoto could have gone farther as a Democrat earlier on, what about the way she may be able to go from this point forward? Because ostensibly she's the same person and she has a lot of the same ideas. Will she be able to make a difference now, or will she be in some ways diluted by the rest of the Democrats with whom she's now keeping company?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, she talks in terms of trying to get together with like-minded Democrats, people of her generation for whom who share her policy goals and political goals. If she can do that, she should and could be very successful in the party. And I go back to people like Donna Ikeda, for example. As I say, Donna started off as a Republican, but once she changed parties, she was able to parlay that party label into becoming head of the Ways and Means Committee, which is the most powerful committee in the state Senate.
Well, we'll see what happens with Beth Fukumoto. Certainly the pronouncements of what may happen and a look at the past. If past is prologue, who knows what may happen at this point. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Gerald Kato is an associate professor of journalism at the University of Hawaii Manoa. Before joining the faculty, he spent 20 years working in print and broadcast journalism.